Be blessed. Hello, everyone. I'm here to talk about living backwards. Live, L-I-V-E, backwards, is evil, E-V-I-L. Now, I want you guys to think about life as a straight path, a one-road path, and it goes in one direction. When we're living, we are following that path and we're going down the right way. However, when we're living backwards and doing evil, we're going in the opposite direction of that path. We have to be mindful of the things that we do and the things that we say to others and how it impacts people's lives. When you're living evil, you bring a chaotic evil energy into your own life, but you also bring it into others. So it's very, very important to realize that you don't have to live that way. If you live the right way, you bring life, love, and light into your life. Be very cautious of your own energy because karma is a real thing. Everything that you do to someone else will come back to you. If you bless people, you will be blessed. If you curse people, you will be cursed. So don't live backwards, y'all. Please, I encourage you. If you are living backwards and doing negative things that impacts other people's lives and also your own life, it's never too late to turn around and face the right direction and go forth and live life. Live. And to everyone that is living, keep on trucking. You're doing fantastic. You're impacting the lives of your loved ones in a positive way, and you're staying afloat, and you're keeping us afloat with you. Everyone that is living backwards, remember, it's never too late to turn around. God has blessed us with time, but that time won't always last. So make sure you make the effort to turn around and live. Live the right way. Live for yourself. It's okay to live for yourself as long as you're not living backwards. I'm going to talk about the soul. The soul is that spark on the inside that makes you so special. And yes, you are so special because no one on this planet has the same soul as you. They may have a similar soul, but no one has the same soul as you. That is that spark that makes you so special. It is the essence of your being. It makes you who you are. In this world, people walk around and they judge the outwardly appearance all the time. They judge you on your skin color. They judge you on the way you look, your hair, your eye colors, your lips, everything. And yet, they don't judge you on your soul or your heart because they can't see it. It's on the inside. And I want to remind you that everyone on this planet has a soul, and no one has a soul like yours. You're very special. Your soul is a spark that makes you alive. It's your unique being, your unique presence that you bring. Your soul is so special. And I want everyone to really guard their souls. Guard your souls. It's not about what you look like on the outside. It's not about your appearance, because that can only get you so far. And yes, this world may deceive you and think that your outwardly looks is what moves and drives you, but in reality, it's really your soul. Your soul is what moves everything. Your soul is the driver, not your physical being. In the Bible, it says your soul is the nephesh, your psyche. It carries basically your entire life. Your soul is what motivates and keeps you going. Without a soul, you're literally just a shell. And this world will try to convince you that you are just a shell. It will try to convince you that you are just like everyone else, and you have to stay and be and act like everyone else. But that's not what you came on this planet to do. You came here to stand out and be who you are, which is your very special soul, that spark that makes you alive. I want everyone to speak to their soul today and just say, "Hey, soul, I can't see you, but I know you're in there, and I love you. I love me." And the more you start to realize that you do have a spark in you that makes you so special, the more you can break free from this corrupt system and this corrupt world and this corrupt way of thinking where they want to enslave us to all think that we are nothing or we're worthless or the only way we can be something is by appearing how they appear. And I want to talk a little bit more about appearances because my entire life, I've had to walk through various stages where people judge me very heavily off of something I have no control over. I was born African American, and sometimes people judge you hard because of the color of your skin. They judge you because they see your outside. They can't see your insides. Your insides are so special, though. They would never know the soul that's on the inside, or the heart that's on the inside, or the mind that's on the inside. Yet, a person will judge a book by its cover. And you guys have all heard that saying, don't judge a book by its cover. And it is so true, because just like our cover, our bodies are our cover. And on the inside are these words, these magnificent pages of life. That's our soul, that's our spark. And it's like a book. You open the book and you find out, oh, there's so much more to a person. Not because of the shell that they're in, but because of what's on the inside of that shell. And I want to just give a little example of this. I once dated someone solely because of looks, and I found out that they had a terrible heart and a really ugly soul. And by this, I mean they were a mean person and they did malicious things to people for no reason. They really wanted to hurt people and tear them apart just because it was fun to them. And they were beautiful, though. Don't get me wrong. She was very beautiful, a beautiful girl. But her soul was so black. And when we broke up, I realized that all she was doing was showing her soul, her true colors, the inside. Her book was mean. It wasn't a good, happy book. And it kind of made me realize that you could judge a book off of its cover, but that book may not be a good book. So I encourage you all to start reassessing yourselves, looking on the inside and saying, do I have a good book in here? Is my book good? Is my soul good? And if it's not, it's never too late to change it. Go ahead and work on yourselves. Start eating better, working out if you have to. Start reading more. That's the best way to clean up the soul, is to feed it with real knowledge and goodness. So I encourage you all to remember that you are special and you have a soul, and to speak to your soul. Don't speak to this shell that you have, this outerly body, because that will only get you so far. Your soul is your driver, and you got to take care of it. Thank you all, and have a great day.